Toronto looking for a quick two-game sweep in Milwaukee. Marcus Stroman getting the start for the Jays against Matt Garza for the Brewers. 1-0 Brewers lead in the fourth, but Garza runs into trouble against Kevin Pillar.
Garza's one strike pitch. Hit in the air to left, and this game is tied. Slider, and it had some hang time on it. Kevin Pillar deposits it just south of Bernie Chalet and left. 1-1 game, the 2-0. Hit high in the air to center. Broxton back. Turns and watches this one hit off the top of the scoreboard. Second home run of the inning for Toronto, and they lead it 2-1.
And the 1-2 delivery, swinging and a drive in the left center. This is trouble. Warning track, Broxton, and that one is gone. That was a fastball. He tried to get inside on Travis, and he knocked it out of here. Blue Jays add one more. It's 4-1 now. Ryan Goings is going to be the batter now. One strike on him. Oliver Drake deals again. A swing and a drive to right and deep. And when this one comes down, it's going to be 8-1 Toronto. A grand slam home run by Ryan Goings off of Oliver Drake. Smith in there without a base hit. And the pitch. Swinging and a liner in the left center. That's going to drop for a base hit. Kian Broxton let it get by him momentarily, and in the second base goes Dwight Smith Jr. First big league hit.
The Blue Jays finish off their road trip with three straight wins. Stroman wins his fourth straight game. 5 2/3 innings, 4 earned runs. He struck out 5. After the game, manager Craig Counsell talked about Garza's struggles with the long ball.
You know, he obviously threw the ball really well for the first three innings. I mean, I thought it was, you know, I thought it was really pleased. His slider was really good today, I thought. But as the game went on, he just didn't get, like you said, he didn't get away with any mistakes with his fastball. And he left some fastballs just up out over the plate, and they put some good swings on him. They got a, you know, Batista's locked in right now, you can tell, and he put some good swings on balls today.
You had sort of forecast to us before the series that this wasn't the same Toronto team that you guys saw earlier when they were scuffing, and that kind of was borne out, wasn't it? I mean, they're playing better now, and their lineup's hitting better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the first time we faced them, they had some guys struggling for sure, and you know, it's Pillar and Batista are, swinging the bat well for sure, and so it was, you know. And then they pitched well. I mean, their two starters pitched very well. Stroman's a tough customer for sure, and Domingo kind of put us back in the game and gave us a chance, but it's a little too much to catch up on.
Craig, how do you feel like Drake's throwing the ball for you? Because he was very, very good early, and now haven't there been a couple outings lately where?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, there's been a couple outings lately. I think, you know, he's been very useful for us, I think. He's pitched in some big innings for us, so he's done a good job. He's going through a little, you know, rough patch or whatever, but, we need him, and he's going to be out there for sure.
Was it good to see Willie follow up on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, two in a row, and he's really attacking. I think he's, you know, felt really good with his slider today, and he threw some real good sliders and slowed the hitters down. And so, you know, it's the multiple innings really helps us. It helps cover games for sure. When we had, you know, four innings to cover today, so the multiple innings that we've got the last two nights from Neffy and Rob and Willie have, you know, really helped us.
Craig, you've said some positive things about your rotation so far this season, but is that sort of an area of your team that you think there is pretty much room for improvement? Is that kind of a way to put it?
I think we've got some guys that they're pitching well. We've got some guys that certainly, I think have pitched well during parts of the season. So I think it's just kind of the part of the season, the ebb and the flow of the season. For the most part, I think they're doing their job and doing what we need them to do. We're supporting them with a bunch of runs, and that's kind of the stage we're in with. Like, every season is going to be a little different. The starters will go on a run where they help us win a lot of games, and they have, I think, early in the season, there were certainly times they were helping us big time. So, you know, these are our guys, and they're doing a good job, I think, and they'll continue to be out there. These are the five guys that are going to continue to be out there.
Craig, Garza started the season on the DL, four solid outings, the last four outings, today a little rough in the fourth, but just overall, what do you like that you've seen out of him to start the season?
Well, I think the big thing is he's really pounded the zone. He's been very efficient with his pitches. I mean, I think he got into the, you know, he threw five innings today with 65 pitches, put himself in a spot to, you know, he's put himself in spots to go deeper in games. And it's really with attacking the zone. Today to me was a big, just the first hitter. He threw a 2-0 slider to Pilar to get us to swing and a miss and get back into the count. So things like that, incorporating some off speed in there has been, you know, a big plus for him, and he's done a really nice job with it. And he's been solid. I mean, he made a couple of mistakes today that, you know, some days they make you pay for the mistakes. Some days they're singles. Today they made him pay for the mistakes.
Craig, one guy for them that hurt you and made a difference in both games, Goins. He had not been swinging the bat well for them, and he was at a pretty bad slump. Was it just a guy that was ready to break out, or did you make a lot of bad pitches to him, in your opinion?
He hit a fastball. I mean, you know, Oliver is going to throw you fastball split. That's what he's going to throw you. Goins put a good swing on a, you know, fastball not quite up enough today. But, you know, I mean, you can say, you know, a guy going in the slumps, these guys are going to swing the bat eventually. So, I mean, he had a good series. The Grand Slam was certainly the, you know, the spot where we're trying to get out of that inning, keep it close. And they kind of put the nail in the coffin there.
Was there anything particular that you saw from the Toronto bullpen? You did eventually get to both of their starters, but the bullpen, I think, shutouts on both days.
Yeah, I mean, they pitched well. I mean, that's an area that's been strong for them. Kind of, you know, I don't know if they were expecting it. They've had a bunch of injuries, especially to some starters. Sanchez has been out for a while, so. You know, from what I've looked at, they've gotten some production from their bullpen. That's a good team. I mean, that was a team early in the year that was, you know, before the year, that's in last year, a playoff team. So there's good players over there.
The Brewers' homestand continues on Thursday when the D-backs visit Miller Park. It's Zach Davies and Robbie Ray in the opener.